Yes, the, by law, by the way, the budget is adopted or approved by Parliament. It's good when cabinet is united around the cabinet, but what matters at the end of the day is that Parliament must, as a whole, Parliament as a whole must actually approve the budget. So there are parties that may say that we cannot agree to this. And for now, I mean, the focus has been on the VAT issue. We have to the point now that we have not heard whether they agree with the other points in the budget.
Yeah. I'm wondering then how we should look at this budget within, yes, a political context, but also within the an economic context, considering, you know, the situation that ordinary South Africans currently face themselves, or that they face, rather, and find themselves in. But also, I guess, the broader political implication of, you know, election cycles and the fact that we've got another election upcoming next year.
Yes, the tax, I mean, I was reading this morning that the IMF recommends that whichever way the government goes, they must look at reducing government expenditure and also looking at VAT as a viable way of collecting the tax. So the IMF seems to be supporting that we must actually have some form of VAT increase. However, you are correct in saying every party that is now in the GNU especially will have to face the consequences in the elections of this VAT increase.
From that perspective, then, how do these political parties then essentially try and separate themselves? Do they essentially try and raise particular issues that they have disagreement with, let's say related to the VAT, a proposed VAT increase, or, you know, percentage increases on, you know, whether it is the sin taxes or perhaps the further increases of the fuel levies, etc.? Do they essentially separate it on the issues, or do they essentially walk away and try and separate themselves from the overall budget? That being said, would there then be support from other political parties in Parliament to essentially pass a budget that even, you know, if GNU partners are not happy with, is unlikely to find support from other parties like the EFF or the MK?
Yes, I think eventually, more especially given our history, if, for instance, the IMF seems to think that, you know, the VAT, some form of tax increase must go up, must happen, our politicians are not very imaginative and creative, because, as I said, even the argument has been around the VAT, but there could be so many other things. For instance, I mean, the MK party said that we need to be discussing growth, GDP growth, not whether we should be increasing tax or and so on. And the DA tried to make the same point, but given that we have been rubber stamping failing budgets for so long, you know, certainly since 2008, we've been approving failing budgets. So our politicians are very quick to sign. So I am sure that it's quite likely that they will just approve this thing and move on. But because the budget is not the correct budget, because we need a growth budget, if they do not have other measures, which is where the debate should be, to grow the economy, then the pay pool of South Africa will suffer for nothing. In other words, you'll suffer because of the VAT and still not get any GDP growth, no improvement in income, no improvement in jobs.
Yeah, the conversation around the debt to GDP ratio being at around 70%, essentially conversations, as you've touched on what the IMF has said, for example, I think is perhaps at times, you know, ordinary South Africans don't see it of concern, because it's not something that, you know, South Africans ordinarily face or necessarily understand at times. From that perspective, do you think it's important that the finance minister just be frank with South Africans, take us into their confidence, you know, acknowledge the failures, acknowledge why it is that we find ourselves in this position, and then essentially try, perhaps not justify, but soften the blow of a VAT increase?
That's No, he cannot soften the blow of a VAT increase. You disappeared a little bit there, but the blow of a VAT increase cannot be softened. However, on previous occasions, the same Minister of Finance did accept, acknowledge openly that actually the biggest problem here is not necessarily with SARS or the collection of taxes. It's actually that the GDP is not growing. So that is the bigger debate. And you can imagine that if you say there's a the debt to GDP ratio is a problem, in the first place, if we had stayed at 4% GDP growth rate or 5% GDP growth rate, which we had achieved before, if we had kept up the pace, we wouldn't be talking this discussion today because our GDP would have grown. On top of that, why is at any time that you so-called GDP growth, GDP debt to GDP ratio is a problem, it's because you are not productive. In other words, if you every investment or every money you spend in government is making more money for the nation, for the state, and so on, it's not disappearing into people's pockets and all that, we won't be having this discussion. So there's a lot of inefficiency in how the money wanted to choose government, how it is spent, how the projects are run. There's just general inefficiency there.
Yeah. There's been conversations, Sandile, around, perhaps South Africa needs their own version of a Department of Government Efficiency, perhaps not run by Elon Musk, but essentially run in a similar manner to find efficiencies within government. Good idea, do you think?
I have it differently. I have it substantially differently. For instance, when we started stations like Midupi, power stations like Midupi, at ESCOM, there were already calculations that were done during the feasibility stage as to, during construction, how much money will be added to the GDP. After construction, what will be the impact on the economy of that power station? But once you start to have time overruns on the project and technical failures of the project, then those projected figures are not achieved. So that, to me, is the type of efficiency that I want. If you say you are going to do a project, to make an investment, make sure it's done on time, correct quality, and within budget, so that the economic multipliers of that project come in full and on time. That would be my idea of efficiency. Mm. Not just to run up and down looking for items of budget to slash.
Yeah.
What you will also understand is that when you run any operation, once you introduce quality, in other words, the focus on quality, costs actually come down because you eliminate wastage.
Mm.
So our philosophy of management in the public sector needs to change. It needs to be able to say everything must be done on time, within budget, and within correct quality. Once you look at that side, those three factors, your costs actually go down.